Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Pet experts suggest ways to help keep children and animals safe. Young children should never be left alone with even the most trusted pet. Children are scary. They have jerky, threatening movements, little fists, and shrill, sudden squeals. Older children can be trained and demonstrate competent dog handling skills and share a long-established loving relationship. When children visit a house with a dog, ensure that the dog will be supervised. If walking and encounter a dog that is loose, seems excited or aggressive, teach children to be little trees with no branches. Stop and look at your feet and count in your head until the dog goes away or help comes. If knocked down, be curled up like a rock and protect your face, neck, and with your arms. Never pet a dog behind a fence, in a car or a crate, on furniture or bed, or bother a sleeping, sick, or old dog, or one with puppies, one that is eating, drinking, or chewing. Dogs are choosy who hugs and kisses them, a major cause of facial bites. Do not break up dog fighting. Never pet a service dog, or take away something from a dog, or put your face in his face. Avoid rough play with a dog. He may decide to say enough. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.